All right, 753 FM Talk 106.5. It is time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue, and the star of the show from A-Team Fishing, and our buddy Captain Bobby Abrascato. Good morning.
Good morning. I was at had a chance to visit with Chipper yesterday at McCoy's, and you know, we talk about them having the stuff that you need, but we actually walked, and I knew this, but you know, it doesn't hurt to get reinforced every once in a while. Walk through the fishing section, and I mean, he literally has what we, you know, everything that I'm using right now, everything that we use around here, he's got right there on the shelf. So if you're looking for it, you're not going to be able to find some of that stuff at some of the other bigger box stores.
Right.
The stuff that we use here, you know, if you need it, he's got it. I can tell you, I went and saw it with my own eyes yesterday.
Yeah, and he didn't stock things because it comes in from a, you know, a big warehouse and what a company mandate says. They stock the stuff that works around here because that's the stuff we buy.
Exactly. That's exactly right. A lot of the stuff that's bought, some of those places that's bought, Houston or Atlanta or, you know, other places that probably don't even know what salt water is.
It's true. If you want to get the best selection of what's working around here, go ask for Chip or any of the folks at McCoy Outdoor Company and get what Captain Bobby and I get. I get whatever Captain Bobby gets, so do what I do. All right, I want to talk about it. First of all, I don't want to turn this into a full weather segment on the show, but weather, a big part of fishing. You and I were talking during the news break and talking about the river flooding going on right now. Barry Steam Plant heading at least to 12 feet in that reading. But let's, if people don't watch river gauges, let's just talk about the volume of water, because you were in Prattville yesterday, and what did you see coming home?
Well, I saw water in places that I've never seen it before. Not that I travel up there a lot, but I saw some water in places that, you know, the times I've been up there, I've never seen it. And, you know, and that all's got to come down through the bay, you know. So we're already at double digits, you know, at our water barometer gauge, which is Barry Steam Plant, as you mentioned, and there's more to come. And basically that translates to get tough inshore fishing if you're going to fish the bay area. There is good news, though. I mean, it's, we didn't get enough out of this little system that came through late last night and this morning to mess up the tidal rivers. And that's where I fished the last several days, probably since we talked last week. And the water in there is holding up really well. So as long as we don't get a lot of local rain, there's opportunities to fish there. And we had some good trips, you know, good relatively speaking. It ain't the full moon of May or anything like that. But, you know, considering it's mid-February, had some really nice trips. There's still some nice fish to be caught in there. Surprisingly, on a multi-boat trip we had last week, or the end of last week, we caught a lot of fish still on popping corks. And as you know, you were probably in shorts and flip-flops yesterday.
Right.
You know, the water temperatures, it's cool, but it's not to the point that the fish are just down in the river channels. You catch the stretches of warm days, and those fish got up on the flats. And that's how we caught our fish. And, you know, so that tells you that there's fish still there, and that's where it's going to be. They can't get out in the bay when you got river levels and flooding like we got right now. They just physically can't survive because the salinity is too low. So they're kind of trapped in those areas. Now, that doesn't mean you can just go in there and toss a hook and a bait out and you can start catching fish. You still got to work for them. Some days they bite better than others, but there's still opportunities there. And then if the weather cooperates, the other thing that the flooding does is it really flushes the lower end of the bay out to where some of the areas at the mouth of the bay and then out to the near shore structure fishes really well. And, of course, we know what happens this time of year, too, probably for another month or so, is those sheeps go into the big spawn. So if you can get the right bait and the right weather conditions and you can get out on some of that, anything that has barnacles on it, that's another thing you can do and catch a lot of fish this time of year that you normally – a lot of species of fish that you normally don't catch or target, you know, in the form of sheephead and things like that.
Oh, absolutely. And it's a great, I mean, great time for everybody on board, from the kids to the big kids on board, because there's a lot of line stretching going on. But tell folks how you rig up out there. We just got a minute left, but how do you rig everything up?
Two ways, just like you'd call like a inshore version of a sow rig, which is just a sliding sinker, probably a half ounce, three-quarter ounce. A sinker sliding above a leader, a couple feet leader line, then probably about anywhere from a number four to a number six kale hook will work. And then you can also fish the slip cork rig right up against the pilings. It's a real effective way because those sheephead move up and down those pilings. It's a real effective way to catch them without actually fishing on the bottom. So those are two ways that I catch them. Key is fresh bait. You got to have fresh or live bait. That's the big key.
How hard is that to find right now?
It's It's not easy, but it can be found. I watched a guy fishing with live shrimp a couple days ago. So apparently there's some live shrimp around. Some guys are catching fiddler crabs, hermit crabs, fresh dead shrimp will work. So it can be found. I'd call around if you're planning your trip so you don't spend all morning chasing bait before you go fishing.
All right, give folks a number to call to book a trip with you coming up. Man, you're already getting booked up for spring, so people need to make a call now.
We are. We're getting a lot of calls, but we still got openings. It's ateamfishing.com is the easiest way to get us. Just click on the Contact Us tab, and it's got all the ways you can get in touch with us there.
As always, man, I appreciate the report and even the rain report. We'll have better and drier days to come.
Absolutely. Okay, buddy. Y'all have a good weekend.
You too. Captain Bobby Averscato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. Go check them out today. We'll be right back. Robert Kennedy Jr. joins us next hour on Mobile Mornings. Plus Rob Holbert. A lot of Bobbies and Robs this morning.
Turning up your voice. FM Talk 106.5. WAVH FM. Daphne Gulf Shores Mobile.